Swimmer's body found, slingshot fired at federal vehicle in City Heights. The body of a 53-year-old man reported missing while swimming near South Carlsbad State Beach Saturday evening was recovered Sunday morning approximately a mile north near North Ponto Beach after another swimmer discovered him in the water. The U.S. Coast Guard confirmed the recovery, officially closing a multi-agency search operation that had included lifeguards, a jet ski, the San Diego County Sheriff's helicopter, and drone teams. A response suspended at nightfall Saturday when visibility dropped. The second major weekend story unfolded Thursday afternoon, July 24th, in City Heights, when neighborhood patrol groups received a tip that federal agents were operating near the intersection of Fairmount Avenue and Maple Street. A crowd gathered quickly, and at some point during the standoff, someone broke a window on a federal agent's dinghy vehicle using a slingshot. San Diego police responded at approximately 1:54 p.m. and worked the scene for about 20 minutes until the vehicle was towed, emphasizing afterward that their officers were not there to assist federal immigration enforcement. They responded because of the property damage and the potential for further escalation. The incident reflects the heightened alert posture that has developed in City Heights, a neighborhood with a large Latino and refugee population. The patrol groups that organized the response are a direct outgrowth of community anxiety about federal enforcement operations in the area, and the slingshot attack marks the first property damage incident to emerge from that infrastructure. On Saturday, July 25th, a separate anti-ICE demonstration downtown drew activists who marched from the federal building at 880 Front Street toward the Comic-Con footprint, timing that guaranteed visibility from thousands of out-of-town visitors. Organizers tied the march to the July 7th fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo by an ICE agent in Houston and the July 13th fatal shooting of Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero in Maine. Both incidents point to the same underlying dynamic, a local community developing rapid response institutions, tip networks, patrol groups, organized marches, in real time around federal enforcement activity. Whether viewed as community protection or interference with federal law enforcement, that infrastructure is now a structural feature of how parts of San Diego respond to the issue.